What'd you ask me?
Yeah, I reckon Philip, that is, I think Philip was up, yeah. Philip's right at the low end of South Carolina, ain't he?
No, Philip's in Georgia.
I know, but don't,
He's out from Atlanta.
Yeah. That Philip is my namesake. We raised him there. Philip Jones was the one I told him.
No.
No, you talking about how we raised our stock. Well, they was, we didn't take too much interest, you know, in trying to produce a top quality animal here, yeah, because we wasn't, we wasn't in the cattle business then.
Yeah.
But we had just started them off, you know, we took care of them, we tried to have a pretty fair sire, and we tried to raise a, you know, a good calf as best as we could on the pastures we had. Well, back when we first started, we didn't have no fertilizer put on the paste. And in the latter years, we began to put fertilizer, then we started to mourn, and we add more cows. So just like around these towns, they ain't a bit better off. They done built more houses, done crammed in more folks. Still yet, they ain't got enough room. And they will have enough. Because more buildings to build, well, the more people they gonna put in there, and they still ain't gonna be nowhere yet. Just, they just heard the word of climbing up out the edge of that road, sliding back, you know, just going right on. Well, that kind of way we was about the cows. So we got over, I guess I would have, 130 head, not cows and kids.
Yeah.
We got about 50, right close to 50 head of sheep.
And what do you call the male sheep?
Ram.
And the female is called?
You
get the, do you raise them for, just for food, or do you raise them for food?
Oh, we eat them, sell the wool. We used to sell a lot of lamb, but we got to go to Alexander to carry a load of lamb. And we got to go down below DeRutter to carry our wool. Well, we went 30 miles below DeRutter this year. And next year, well, we're supposed to be.
Down by Lake Charles?
No, little old town right south. Next year, 2 years up there, and then 1 year back down young. Quince. Now, we could carry our wool to Greenville, Mississippi, but that's still too darn far. We could carry it over to, we could go to, Vicksburg? Yeah, I think they got a wool sale there. But they just play the wool boys, and the boys buying the wool, you know, just like they used to do the cotton for. He'd bring his cotton in here, and they'd pull a little of it out, and they'd go, well, I'll give you, say, 30 cents then. Well, maybe he'd carry it up the street, he'd have his card, maybe he'd mark on the corner there what he had offered. Probably carried up there to the next bar. Have bars all up and downtown, you know, in every corner. Go up there to that, and then he'd just say, and they ain't think of it. He'd say, well, I'll raise you 10 parts. A lot of them think that 10 parts is a whole lot. But he hadn't done nothing. It'd take 100 parts to count one penny. See, and he was getting along so good. But anyway,